This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Science Cafe for the Science Center of Southern Illinois is taking a closer look at flooding this month. And while you may be thinking that we'll look at what happened perhaps in the spring of 2019, there are other factors involved when studying flooding, including socioeconomic impacts. We're talking about that today with Dr. Jonathan Remo. He's with Geography and Environmental Resources at SIUC. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
So people may be familiar with this, particularly in this region. Flooding is kind of a fact of life, particularly in the spring. But it's not just about the water rising. What does your research really take a look at?
Right. So I do policy-related research on the issues of flooding and particularly large rivers. And flooding is a common theme throughout my research. Here in southern Illinois, we have lots of big rivers. We have the Ohio, we have the Mississippi, and if you move farther north, we have the Illinois and the Missouri. So flooding is quite common in the region. And we have, over the years, the government has developed a system of levees throughout the region. And over time, since about the mid-20th century, these levees have kind of been in place, but they have kind of losing their effectiveness for flooding or flood protection because of largely levee maintenance. If you talk to folks on the river right now, levee maintenance is a huge issue. When the levees were built, they were kind of divided into two classes. The two classes were agricultural levee systems and areas for levee systems for urban areas. And they have different levels of protection. So this was done on a cost-economic basis to protect rural areas. It was far too expensive to build, you know, levees that were really substantial, like 500-year protection levees or the 2.2% chance flood. Versus the agricultural levees, which are about 50-year levees, so they're expected to protect the flood of about on a 50-year recurrence interval. So this has set up a dichotomy between large urban levees and then these rural levees. We move a little bit forward through the 20th century, and we come up with the National Flood Insurance Program, which many people use to mitigate their flood risk. However, this had an unforeseen consequence for a lot of these agricultural levees, because these communities that live behind the agricultural levees are protected to the 50-year flood protection level. Under the NFIP, in order to be removed from that from the floodplain, you have to have at least 100-year protection level. So most of the levees in our region are below that protection level unless you're in a more urban area. Right. So what this had the effect of doing is pretty much reducing, you know, limiting the growth of these towns, which was unforeseen when they originally developed these levees. They foreseen these levees protecting these areas and pretty much, you know, having growth and increasing the population, which would increase the tax base to keep up the maintenance of these levee systems. And the other, you know, the other ball that kind of dropped is that agriculture through the 20th century has become more efficient. We've needed less people. Again, in those mid-20th century calculations, they figured there would be a lot more people on the floodplain supporting the tax base. So anecdotally, going out and looking at levee maintenance issues on the floodplain, the levees that are on these large rivers are quite large and quite expensive to maintain. So just talking to local levee commissioners throughout the region, and the sense I get is that they're bringing in these local levee commissions, tax the local population to maintain the levees. But what I get the sense from them is they're taking in about an order of magnitude lower in tax revenue than the Army Corps of Engineers says they need in to fully maintain their levees. So we're talking, they're bringing in hundreds of thousands of dollars when they need millions of dollars to support these levees, support these 50-year or agricultural levees.
We've seen some of the evidence of that when, in one example, this spring's flooding, the FEMA assistance just isn't there, and that has to do with those socioeconomic factors. Is that right?
Right. So we did get some FEMA assistance. President Trump did give a declaration to Illinois, but that was for public assistance, which helps the local jurisdictions and communities that were impacted to rebuild roads, fix bridges, repair levees, that sorts of thing. The individual census wasn't brought in because there wasn't enough damages, or at least the damage survey wasn't robust enough to get to that criteria to get individual assistance. And part of the reason is Illinois has been very successful of moving some at-risk folks off the floodplain through a voluntary buyout program. And just the fact that a lot of these levee systems, people have been leaving over the years because of lack of economic opportunity. So the populations are smaller, there's less people, therefore there's less damages.
Sure. You can learn more about this at the Science Center of Southern Illinois' Science Cafe. It's coming up this Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. The Science Cafe is inside the Science Center. That's in the University Mall in Carbondale. You can get more information at sciencecentersi.com. I want to thank you, Professor, for coming in. I know there's a lot more to talk about than what we have in this limited time, but I appreciate it.
Thank you.
This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.